Kol HaLashon, the entire Torah, everywhere.
Ed Hashem, up to Shir number 18, in the Sha'arei Avodah in the Akdama, we're holding an Ois Tes, which is page Tezvot. Yeah, so we started yesterday the Ois Tes, which was, you know, it's being sacked really what we saw before, that the Ikar Bechina is the Das, the Ikar Bechina is the Lev, the Avayir and Veikus. But without the Moichin, we saw Barichus, that it's not trying to be Ma'ur, the proper Avayir and Veikus. And we saw that one reason is because to reach Avayir and Veikus, that's only if you could feel a Kiruv, Takadosh Baruch Hu. But without the Chabad, the Moichin, that you understand how the Eibush is Mamali Soyuv, and that's Musa's Baruch is Nimso, in all the Oilemus, and Befrat Oilemus Azat Tachtoin, it's not Shaykh to come to Avayir and Veikus, because by understanding that the Eibush is Nisko Mikol Rayan, and the Eibush is Shoydul Mikol and Yonim, that could bring a Yiru, that could bring a Pachad, but Ava Kiruv, it won't bring. So Mele Tafko with the Moichin, that the task of bring the Moichin to the Midas to be Moir Papa Avayir and Veikus. And then we saw also that without the Moichin, if it's just the Midas, so then there's Chashash, not really Chashash, since the Nefesh HaLikos is Melubish in the Nefesh Bahamas. So, in Mela, the Nefesh Bahamas is gonna use the Ava Mitzad Yeshus, meaning that the whole Matara of the source of the Avayir and Veikus is to be bottled HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And like we said yesterday, that bottom means that when a person understands what his real mitzvah is, that the chiyus is from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and even that chiyus is Kloy Chashivi, and the kelim is mitzad the Kloy Chatzmus, you know, that's the name of Mamali Soiv and Etzim, so then he could be Mevatl as mitzvah to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And Mevatl means not that he's Choyzel Efes, not that, you know, he's going to nothing, but rather means he's being Megalat himself, and he's being Makar and Margish, his real mitzvahs, which every person is vessel or kli to be megala likusis baruch, and that's the whole mahus of the person. But without the moichin, if it would just be the midas, forget the historius would just be the historius of the ava would just be more the yeshus of the nefesh ba'amis. So mele, even though the ikir bechina is delayed, the avir and veikus, but without the moichin, it's not shaykh to reach the proper avir and veikus. Now what we're going to see here in the rest of the oys is that who are doing when it comes to the Asiyas Torah mitzvahs, if you don't have the Moichin, and you don't have the proper Avayir and Veikus, which, like we said, comes from the Moichin, then the Ikar Matorah of the mitzvahs, which is to be Megale, the Yichud Matorah, to be Megale Lekusis Borach, which that's the Pnimis HaKavonu, without the proper Avayir and Veikus, like we know, Reisab Loi Dechilu Rechimu Loi Parchus Leilu. So that's what we're going to see here, that's why the Ikar is the Lev with the Moichin, and Dafka with that could you be Mitam Torah Mitzvahs with the Shleimus. We'll see that Avado, you know, if you do the Pu'ulo, you Yotzi Yechiv, and you know, some you'll get Ganeden. But the Pnimis HaKavono, the Tachas HaBriya, which is Nesav HaKadosh Baruch Hu Liyis Petachtoinim, that's Dafka when the Torah Mitzvahs is done with the Riftig Avayir and Veikus. And, you know, in the Sefer Tanya, it's mentioned this in a lot of times, that which Darag of Avayir, even though smaller dagas of Ava could to out this Indian. But the Nukuda is that it has to be done with the Avayir and the Veikus. And you know, that's why Api Chsidus, there's such a dovish on Avayir and the Veikus, because even though the Iker is the Lamaiso, but to be Mekayim, the Tach Zabriya, to be Megala, the Lekos, through the Torah Mitzvahs, that's Dafka when it's done, B'tchilu Rechim.
Kol HaLashon.
The Pashas says in the Zohar, that Lo Parchas La'elo, that the Asiyas HaMitzvah stays down the matter, it stays, you know, down the matter with the Yeshus, and it's not Mischavi with the Likos. Yeah. So it says, V'cheinu B'maiso, that V'cheinu B'maiso, you need the Lev, the Avayir and Veikus with the Moichim. Hagam She'ikir B'yis HaOilom Hoi B'shvil HaPoel B'maiso Al Deir Torah Mitzvahs. That even though the Ikir B'yis HaOilom was to do the L'maiso of Torah Mitzvahs, U'kmaimorim Zal Soif Masim Bachshava Tchilo. That says Soif Masim Machshava Tchilo, that the Igre is the Asiyo, that's the Soif Masim that was Machshava Tchilo. Imko Zois Ikra Mechuvin Shal HaTorah Mitzvahs Hu Legalo Yisal Lekusu Yisbarach Asher Afilu Mitzada Yesh Eindu Milvadu. That the Pnimis HaKavono of the Asiyo of Torah Mitzvahs, what's the Matar, what's the Tachlis, and Kaviyachal, what's the Pnimis HaKavanah of the Eibishter that wants through the Torah mitzvahs, that's to be Megadol Elikusis Baruch even mitzad the Yesh that ain't a Milvadu. Meaning when a person is Mekayim the Torah mitzvahs, Bishlemusoy, meaning we'll see with the Kavanah, with the Avayon and Vekus, so then he's Mamshech the Elikus Lamato through the Torah mitzvahs, because like we'll see the Torah mitzvahs, that's Gufo, the Ritzoyno is Baruch, that's the biggest bechino of Elikus, it's the Galus of Tzmusu is Baruch down the Mato, and with the Avayon and Vekus, then he's Megalot Begilu. So he says, Shua Bittl Mitzad Etzim Ritzoyno is Baruch, that the Indian of doing Torah mitzvahs with the proper avodah, like we'll see, is that you bring mevatel yourself to the etzim ritzoin isborach. Torah mitzvahs is the etzim ritzoin isborach. Meaning, if a person wants to understand what is ritzoin isborach, what's the atzmis ritzoin isborach, that's the tayag mitzvahs. Tayag mitzvahs, what David was mitzavos, that is his rotzin be'etzim. And legavi the rotzim, there's no hester legamri, there's no hester bechlal, meaning that when we mamshach the rotzim of HaKadosh Baruch Hu lemato, since this is the atmius of ritzoin yisborach, you know, in other words, this is his galus of the Eibishter alein, so memela, that's going to be meir and megala the emes, the eidim melvado, how everything is beyichud with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Like we know, la'asir lovoi, the Lashonis of the Rishab, that even the Yesh HaGashmi will be Alikos, because the Yichud of Atzilus will be Nimshach even down to Bia. Chol Ikru, his Oyer Shal Odom, the Bizl Ritzoynoi, Legami Eilav Yisborach. Kemaim Razal, Batl Ritzoynoi, Chumotei Ritzoynoi Yisborach. Vazem Oyer Koi Charotzim Yitzi Yisborach, Afilu Mitzad HaYesh. That it's Dafko, when the person is Ma'oyer his Bittl, and he's Mevatl himself, Legabe HaKadosh Baruch Hu, could he be megale the ritzoin is baruch even mitzad the yesh? Because the betzim the yesh, when it comes to the avoida protus of every person, is the nefesh bahamis. Like we saw, the nefesh bahamis is mushush in the yesh. It comes from bia, and it sees the oyum as a nifrod, and it sees itself as a nivro nifrod, which is, you know, not beichud with the or avayim. So to be megalad the atzmis ritzoin mitzad the yesh, that means that a person has to take his nefesh bahamis and to be mevatelit to the atzmis ritzoin yisborach, and then by doing the Torah mitzvahs, which is gufa the rotzim of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that's megalad HaKadosh Baruch Hu lamata mitzad the yesh. But memela, that's only if a person is mevatelit rotzim to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. If a person just does the asiyu, so even though he was mamshach the etzim ritzoin yisborach, but his yesh stayed the Yeshua was before, and Memele, there's no Zgalus mitzad the Yesh, and the whole Indian of Nesavah Kodesh Baruch Hu Yisrael B'tachtonim is that the Eibishter wants to be Megalad Yichud Lamata Tehnishmas Yisrael, even mitzad the Nefesh Bahamas, where the, like we said, you know, many times, that the Ikim Mechuvin is that the Nefesh Bahamas itself should be the Kli to be Megalad Kodesh Baruch Hu, because the Yesh Be'etzim is the biggest Kli, because, like we said, the Yesh HaNivro is Be'etzim Megalad the Yesh Amiti. So Memele Tzdafko with the proper bitul that the Asiyah of Torah Mitzvahs is Megalat Tzmusu Yisborach Lamato. So he says, V'kolzo Achishu Mevatla Yeshloid Legamri Al Deyadas V'amidus. And Memele Tzdafko when he's Mevatla his Yeshus Legamri through the Das and the Midus, like we saw before, that to be Me'oyer a proper bitul, it's Tzdafko with the Das, with the Midus, meaning, you know, Tzdafko with the Leib and with the Moichin, Mevaris Nefesh Bahamas Gamkein Libotle Ritzon Yisborach. And then you could be mevaris nefesh bahamis to be mevatul to ritzoin yisborach. Al yedeizim ma'oyu ritzoin yisborach daika mitzad poil ha'maiso shi'enigla elekus yisborach b'shamayim imal v'alorot midoch z'einoy. That it's dafko with this avoided, the avoid of bitl, the avoid of the stories of Abi Yeren Dveikus, mitzad the nefesh bahamis, the bir of the nefesh bahamis to be mevaris the rami toiv, and to bring even the nefesh bahamis to the yichud, dafko that's the Oifen, that's the derech hell afterward through the asir of Torah mitzvahs, are you megalat musis baruch down lamata begilu in oifen with megalat the yichud b'shmam yimalu al oif b'dochas einoi. Abel kolman she'enem bevar al piachokm v'adas lahavdul ben atoiv u'bein rav litchus ram ben atoiv. But kolman, that if you're not bevar through the chokm v'adas, if you're not mamshach the oif to the midas, and you're not mevar the Rav Toiv, like we saw before, Ra means Yeshus, that if you let the Nefesh Bahamas stay mitzadis yeshus, meaning you don't give it the havon, the haskola and the agosho, that be'etzim the shoresh yesh comes from the yesh amiti, and it's eibishter which is memali soivin etzim. If you don't do that, it will have me doisu of shem nefesh b'hamis elav yisborach gamkein sheizbat me b'doisu of elav yisborach, and you're not mehapich the midas of the nefesh b'hamis letoiv. I recall his nagus pulois of him al day midas and nefesh b'hamis. So what's going to come out is that lemaisa, all the person's pu'ulis is going to be mitzad the nefesh b'hamis, and the nefesh b'hamis is in a oifen where it's not in the mass of a bitla yesh, and therefore the whole asir of Torah mitzvahs won't be with the proper bitla, and therefore won't be megala lekuzis baruch lamatu. In other words, that we know what whatever a person does when he does it lemaisa, since his nefesh lekuz is mlubish and the nefesh b'hamis is mlubish in the guf. So the poyul lemaisa is mitzad also the nefesh b'hamis, and therefore if he didn't, you know, he didn't bring the proper soyrus, he didn't have the haskola, the avona of the agosh of the yichud, and the nefesh b'hamis is still in the tziyesh, you know, the way it was when the person was born, he didn't work on it, he was mevar the rab from the toy to mevar the yeshus. So memel all his pu'ulus is mitzad the yesh, and then there's no his galus of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, mitzad the yesh, there's the hepech of the Indian. There's the hesper of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, mitzad the yesh. And that's why the Avodah Chassidus to be Ma'or, the Avi and Vekas is such an important Indian, because the whole Tachlis of Bria is described Dafka through this. And, you know, in other words also, the whole Vekas of the Yid, Nishmas Yisrael, is Dafka and Yizoych to the Bitla Yesh, but without the Bitla Yesh, even though he's Mekayim his mitzvahs, he gets his Galeiden maybe, but the Tachlis of Bria, which is that David wants to be to bring Nishmas Yisrael to the Dveikis Atzmus, that doesn't come, that's not going to be in the Skyim through the Yisrael Mitzvahs. It's Dafka when it's done with the proper Bittul, is it that it's Megala Lekus Yisbarach, and it brings the Nefesh Lekus, the Nefesh Bahamas, to the Dveikis Atzmus, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So it says, Hagam She HaSoyus Mitzad Nefesh Lekus, even though also there's always the HaSoyus Mitzad the Nefesh Lekus, Imko Zehibom Melubeshes B'Nefesh Bahamas, Shibi Bechina Sayesh, like we saw before, that at the end of the day, the Nefesh HaLikus is Melubish and the Nefesh HaBahamis. And therefore he says, Ve'ich Yamshech Ritzoyni Yisbar B'Bechines Ein Oid. How could a person be Mamshech Ritzoyni Yisbar B'Bechines Ein Oid? Meaning, how could, even though you're doing the Pa'ula of Torah Mitzvahs, but how could you be Megalah this Rotzon, this Torah, this Mitzvahs? How could you be Megalah the Ein Oid to be Megalah Lamata Be'Giloi Ki HaYeshu Oid? If the Yesh is still Oid, if the Nefesh HaBahamis it's still a matter where it thinks it's a oid, it's a nivra, and it's nifrat from a Kadosh Baruch Hu, then that hepech of the whole kavona, and therefore it can't be megalah with tzoynis baruch hu b'chinas ein oid. So mele tzavko to proper bittul that we can be zoyche to be megalah the atmius orato in lamatu. And you know, Tzavon he said the lashon before that this is only when you mahapech midoysev shem nefesh b'hamis. You know, you have to know, medayik, that we saw before, there's a stafi and a safcho, meaning that the shlemus of this Indian is stafcho when you're zoich to a safcho. Because through a skafio, when a person's a matzav of a beinani, since the nefesh b'hamis is still in the matzav of yesh, even though he's the dayik of the beinani, but to be megala begilui, the Torah mitzvah is not even where it's not master on the yesh, and it's megala the ichla miti, that's a chor something which is the ikir dafcho by when you're zoich to a safcho also. But like we said many times, that in every darga, the Beinni also has, you know, all the dargas, the Shamacha Yechido, the Skafa Yisafcho. So even a Beinni could have his darga of Yisafcho where he's Megala Delikos Begilui through the Torah Mitzvahs.
Remember, Olner?
Yeah.
Why we always focus on Nefesh HaBahamis? Because, I mean, they were talking about the Yesh that's in the Nefesh HaBahamis, but the next level, when you bring a Lamaisa, then you're really being Masaki in the goof itself. The Nefesh Chiyunis, that's already more of a Dira Tatani and more Yeshus. So why don't we talk about that, the Yeshus that's in the goof? Why we just focus on the Yeshus that's in the Nefesh HaBahamis? You understand what I'm saying?
I think, the Nefesh HaBahamis, that is the Chiyus of the goof. I mean, the goof is just like a Kli, which, you know, it runs through either the Nefesh HaBahamis or Nefesh HaLikos.
So you're just looking at that more like the goof is more of a
new... The Pnimis HaChiyus of the...
is the Nefesh HaBahamis.
Right.
So you're looking at almost like the goof of the Kli, and the real Tikkun is by the Nefesh HaBahamis.
That's also in your meaning. The Daik Echsidus is a big dogish on Tyrell, you know, on to make sure the goof is Nopi from Kolin Yonah Gashmis. And about that, this is a chelik of the Indian, meaning that's not so much connected to the Nefesh HaBahamis, that could also be connected to the goof itself. So about that, this Indian is also something which applies to the goof.
Yeah.
Yeah. But again, this also brings out, you know, when Tzol looks at it, you know, Milamailo, he looks at it from the outside and he sees that the Daik Echsidus is very busy with other year and Dveikus, more sometimes, you know, than the actual Kiyum of Torah Mitzvahs. You know, not on the cheshbon of it, but they make such a stress on Avi and Dveikus. You could wonder, like, Avi and Dveikus, it sounds nice, it sounds, you know, like a nice thing, but why is it so important that you have to put such a stress on it? So this is what we're seeing here in this Ois, that the whole Pnivis HaKavon, the whole Matoro of the Torah Mitzvahs, is Dafka when it's done with the proper Avi and Dveikus. And it's not because the Eibishter wants this heritage. It's because the whole Pnivis HaKavon is to be Megala Delikos Lamato, to bring Nishmas Yisrael to the Dveikus HaAtzmus. And that's dafka when the pu'ula of Torah Mitzvahs, which is the atmis of the Ratzon HaKadosh Baruch Hu, is done with the proper bittul. But if it's hepech ha-bittul, if the nefesh b'amis is still in the matzav of yesh, then it's hepech of the whole kavanah. So, in other words, without the avayir in the Vegas, without the proper bittul, it's not possible to be mekayim the ikar matoro of Torah Mitzvahs. So he says, Hagam sha'oisu yitzoyin yizbarach ha'pi amunah, bevichin is mitzvahs anashim ulumado, that a regular person that's not zoichet to the daga bittul, to the daga vavir and dveikus, so even though he's doing the Torah mitzvahs with the, you know, the moon of pshuto, that this is what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants, mitzvahs anoshim lumada, that this is what he's supposed to do. Im kol ze ha'pu'ula nefeles b'b'chines gashmius, that the pu'ula is still nefeles b'b'chines gashmius, meaning that it's not porfus le'ilu, like it says, v'alzem b'vur b'rayim mehemno, o'yvayse b'loy dechilu le'parfus le'ilu. If you do the limra toyer, the asiyas ha-mitzvahs, without the chinu rechivu, without avav yira, it's not parches le'ilo, rach nesheris m'lubeshes l'mato, it stays l'mato in the oil was bia, it stays l'mato ba'asiyo. In other words, it's not oil l'mayla to be megala delikos l'mato. Afilu loy mra toyer v'oysi ha-mitzvah, in tos nesheris m'lubeshes begashmis ha-asiyo. And therefore, even if you do the pu'ulo, you learn toyer, you do the mitzvahs, but it still stays with the levush of the gashmias of asiya lamato, since it didn't have the proper bittul, and it's, therefore it's dafka with the bittul, the aviyah and vekas, where it could be parches leila, in other words, that it could have the levush of the higher oilmas, the levush from the oilmatzilas, from the higher oilmas, and when it's able to have the levush from the higher oilmas, then it could be megala, the pnimius, which the pnimius is that it's asmius or tonius bora. So again, avada, if someone does Torah mitzvahs without avayir and dveikus, without bittul, avada, the ikir he did, meaning the maisa, the kima mitzvah he did, but the hisgalos and the matorah and the pnimis abriyah, the pnimis hakavono, that's dafko when it's megala delikos, and that's dafko when it has the bittul and avayir and dveikus. Afilo oisu b'shul kim ritzonius baruch rakshi yibli kavono b'chinis mitzvahs anoshim lumado, that even though He's doing the Torah mitzvahs to be mekayim what HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, but since it's not with the kavanah, meaning it's not with the proper bittul and aviyah and dveikus, so it ends up being an inyan of mitzvahs anoshim lumado, and therefore it's not parches leilu because it's still going to stay in the levush asiyah and the levush hagashmi. Mikolshkin shemeachesh lebittul ayesh loyim mikolshkin, because if someone wasn't mevatlis yeshus, and they called me doisav heim mulaboshim benevesh ba'amis bebechines noiga. That if a person is not mevaris nefesh b'amis, so what is there? Every person has midas. Every person has the soilus of aviyah and dveikus. That's the midas, the chesed gevurah tiferes. So if a person is not mevaris the nefesh b'amis, then what's there is it's the bechinas noiga from the nefesh b'amis, which goes after the gilui. But since there's no bir, it's going to go after the gilui of the sheker of the yeshus. And of what seems to be nifrud from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And therefore, lo yumalik mi pnius gashmiyus v'chetzoi b'shvil atzmoy eze pnius acheyus. And therefore, behechit, there's going to be pnius because since the midas always want the inyan of his galus, so whenever a person does something, he wants his galus. So, if he doesn't have any bitul, he doesn't have any aviyah and dveikus amitim, then what's going to be this gazlus? This gazlus is going to be for himself, that a person is going to do the Torah mitzvahs, that he should get the Gan Eden, that he should be considered a, you know, a chash of a person, mechulu. So it's not so much the Indian of the URL, which we're talking about. I mean, even though that's something very important, but here it's more that it's hepech of the whole avoider. The whole avoider is to be megala, the atzmis ritzonis baruch, the Torah mitzvahs down the matter in the oifin, where it's megala the ain oid in the oid masiyah, even the matter, even mitzad the yesh. But if a person's midas is being megala his own yeshes, which is the sheker, so then it comes out that the pa'ula of Torah mitzvahs is going to be nesheret lamata in the levush noiga, in the levush asiyah, and it's not going to be megala delikos because the person himself, his whole yeshes, is hepech to all avoidah. That whatever type of person does ends up being for himself if he doesn't have the proper birur, the proper bitl, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And all he wants is havlan, that he wants slicha v'kaparo, everything is the Torah himself. And again, you know, we said this a few times, but it's tafka with chesidus that a person can understand this properly, that there's an avoider, there's avoider Hashem, which is to be megala likos. Without learning chesidus, it's not possible to understand such an Indian. It's automatic that a person, his whole avoid is going to be for his own Indian, that he needs his Gan Eden, he wants Shlicha Kaporo, he wants to be Zoich, to be Dargus, because Be'erich, this is what a person is. A person is, he was created with the Nefesh HaLikud, within the Nefesh HaBahamas, which the Yeshus goes after the Sheker, which is the, his Galus of this Oilem, which seems to be different from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and Memele, anything he does is going to be Behechik with the Indian to be Megala himself. So it's dafka with the Limit Chassidus that a person can be Zoiche, even, you know, to get onto the right track, to get onto the right Kivun, where the whole avoid is the Tzorich is Galus of a Kaddish Baruch Hu. And again, because if a person doesn't learn it, so it seems like when you tell a person that your whole avoid is to be Megala Kaddish Baruch Hu, it seems like you're telling him that, you know, take yourself, throw it away, and just be Megala something else, a Kaddish Baruch Hu. And that's something which is, it's very hard, it's, you know, I don't know, impossible, but it's not an avoider which is, easy for a person to connect to. But when a person understands that the Eivishtei is Mamalik Alam, and it's, the Chiyas comes from a Kodesh Baruch Hu, and that's his real Metzias, and the Soib is Kloy Hashivi, and the whole Yeshut is the Gizli of the Yesh Amiti, when a person is, understands it, and he's Margish it, so then it's Kamat Memela, meaning the avoider of the Limur, and being Margish it, that Gufa brings a person to the Hakor and the Hagosha, that the whole avoid is being Megalad and Likus, because there really is no other Metzias, because the whole Bechina of the Nivra, the whole Bechina of the Nevesh Bahamas is to be a Kli HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So therefore it's Tafka when a person, you know, puts himself into the Limit HaChsidus, and it's an Oifin where the Moichin go down to the Leiv, then a person could connect to this avoid, which is Be'etzim, the whole Pnimis HaKavonus, the whole Mator of the Bria of Nisam HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Leiv Kribet HaKadosh. So he says, "Agam shalom rezal loyim yasek adam mitoyu v'chulu." Even though it's said in Chazal that mitoyu shaloyim lishma bolishma, but b'gdeishem mitoyu shaloyim lishma yovel lishma. Avad Chazal are just saying that avad a person shouldn't make a cheshbon that since he's not holding it, he shouldn't do anything. If you do it shaloyim lishma, you'll come to lishma. Have a kol zman shaloyim gi adayim lahasek lishma re'adayim einim mischaber lima azal lekedusha. But he's saying even though Chazal say mitoyu shaloyim lishma bolishma, but at the end of the day, if you didn't get to the chelik halishma, your Torah is still not parchus le'elik. The Torah mitzvah is still not mischaber and lekedusha. And therefore, in other, for a person to be zoich that the Torah mitzvah should be parchus le'elik, to be megala lekos, it's dafka when he reaches the lishma, which is the union of the bittul and the soils of aviyah and veikus. And again, this union of bittul, there's many dargas. There's the darga de beinin, the tzadik veralik, tzadik v'toyloi, and in every darga you have all the dargas, but the nukud is a person has to be on the right kivun, that he should be working on the inyan of bittul. Because once he's working on the inyan of bittul, then already the Torah mitzvah, the whole asiyah is done with the right kavon. Even though he could always be mezachrit and be mevar the ram in a toyu, and in the inyan of bleak vold, you know, there's always dargis and dargis, but at least it's with the, you know, it's on the right track that it's being done in the oifu where it's parches le'elo. Asher al kin koydum lasek ha-toyu va-mitzvahs be-poyol ha-yidei va-spaylash kol ha-midus limtzer nafshel ha-toyu. Therefore, before a person is oifik in Torah mitzvahs be-poyol, first he has to have the yidei, the spaylash of the midus to be moist nefesh ha-toyu, and moist nefesh is this inyan of, it doesn't mean moist nefesh to you know, come to Ephes, even though that's true, a person has to be Moshe Nefesh, Messias Nefesh Be'echot, but the Pnimis in the Messias Nefesh means to be the Bittl Takodesh Baruch Hu, which is to be Megala, the Metzias Hamiti of the Nivra of Nishmas Yisrael. Moshe Be'parash Rishon Yisrael Be'kriyish Masha, Koydim L'kol Ushma Yisrael, Shuabino V'adas V'yichud Yisbara, that just like we see by Shema, that first you have the Indian of Shema Yisrael, Shem Lekeno, Shem Echad, which that's the Indian of Shema, which is Bino, that the Yidden should understand, have the Bino and the Das and the Yichud. That's what brings to we have to Eis Hashem Lekecho, that when you do Shema Yisrael, Hashem Lekeno, Hashem Echad, when you have the Bino, the Das, the Moichin of the Yichud, how Hashem is Echad, then you reach the V'yahavta Eis Hashem Elokecho, and then V'achakach V'ayu Advon Ma'ila Hashem Elokecho Mitzavcha Hayom Mechulu. And then you can be Zoyche that V'ayu Advon Ma'ila, that the Torah Mitzvah is Alev Avecho, and it's not even where it's Parchas Leilu. So, then it says here, it's, you know, tomorrow they could be in the Shema, where, you know, everyone always asks, V'yahavta Eis Hashem Elokecho, how could you have a Tzivoy on Ava and Yiru, on Avos Hashem, the choyre, a person has an Avos to what he connects to. How could you have a tzivu to have an Avos? So here the tshuva is that the pasuk before, Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad, that's the tshuva. When a person is Shema Yisrael, when he is misboiling the Yichud, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad, Memal Yisrael, even Etzim, then he zoiche to Vavta Yis Hashem Elokecho. And then, while you advar Ma'ilu, when he does the Torah Mitzvah, then it's Alev Avecho, it's in the proper oifen, where it's Parchas Le'elo, and through the Torah Mitzvah, he's Megala Da'atmi, so Rotsim Vizgalas to be Megala Da'inoy, and that brings Nishmas Yisrael to the Dvekis Ha'atmos, which that's the whole matter of the Bria. Yeah.
Hey, Wilner?
Yeah.
So, Cook, we're always, you know, like you mentioned over here, when you're talking about the idea, you know, of the Shema, we're talking about, you know, he mentions Bina. For some reason, it seems like we're always mentioning Bina, which is this bone news, which I get, but What about Chachma? It doesn't seem like Chachma is, I know that it's just like that's the Nakuda and then we go on to Bina. You know what I mean?
That's what we saw in the early Oysters, that at the end of the day, it's the Bina which brings down the Proton, you know, to the Nefesh Bahamas and Nefesh HaSichlis, and that's Moir the Das. If you just have the Chachma, so then you're not going to be able to be Moir the Das, and, you know, the whole system is not going to go.
Right. But so, we say that that's the Chachma.
So, you have to have the Chachma also, which is the Nekudah. But he's saying the emphasis, you have to have the Bina afterwards to be Ma'ariv the Das also, because if you don't have the Protim, that is to be Mesiyash Velalev,
right,
it's not going to connect to the, you know, to Nefesh HaTivis and Nefesh HaBahamis, and Mamela the Das and the Midas won't have the Hisayrus.
So it seems like the Ikar Vote is in the Bina, which is the Hisbonanus, but isn't there there has to be something like, an avoda by the Chachma, you know what I mean? There's like, what's the Nakuda over there? What the chat, you know what I mean? What's the, is that like the easy part? Chachma's easy and then we go on to Bina?
They also, we saw a little before, they really, it goes together, right? First you have to have the Iker Nakuda Sinyan, and then you have the Proton, but we also saw that even after you have the Bina, you always have to go back to the Chachma to get the Klolius Sinyan, meaning, the mile of the bina is that it's protum, which is mesiyash velalev. But the chesaron is that real, you know, that like the flash, you know, what it's called the real of the chokhma. That's something that you also have to go back to bring properly down to the das and the midas. So it's really the chokhma and bina work together to be more the das and the midas.
Okay.
Yeah, we'll stop here. But again, this is a very sadistic Indian here, which we're seeing here the. You know, something which everyone knows, where the Chassidus is madgish very strongly on the Avi and Vekas, but over here we're saying Pasha that the whole matter of the Bria, the whole Pnimis of the Avodah, depends on this Bittl and Avi and Vekas, because the whole Indian of Dir Ptachtoinim, that the Eibusha wants to be Megala, the Atzmis Ritzoinu through Torah Mitzvahs, even Mitzah the Yesh, that's Dafko when you Mevatel the Yesh, is it possible to be Megala such an Indian? And in other words, for Klal Yisrael to be zoichet, that Nishmas Yisrael with the Nefesh Bahamas should be zoichet to the Dvekis Ha'atmos, that's dafka when you mevatle your yeshus, could you be mischabed to the Yesh Amiti? And the emesis, the Yesh HaNivro, this that it sees itself as a Nifrod is something which is a sheker. The whole avoid of Bittl and Avi Yerin Dvekis is that the Yesh HaNivro should be megal its real mitzvahs, which the whole mitzvahs of the Yesh HaNivra is only to be megal the Yesh HaMiti, and that's the whole beginning of the Nivra Nishmas Yishon, that's the ending of the Dveikus to the Bittul Etzem.
Gaya.
Kol HaLashon, a whole world of quality content.